If you're an early riser, you may be in for a treat tomorrow morning. The super flower blood moon will be visible early Wednesday in some parts of the country, turning the full moon a deep rusty red. Kelly Beatty joins us now with more. He's senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Tonya.
Thank you for being here. So where will the total lunar eclipse be visible and at what time?
So it's basically an eclipse for the Pacific Ocean, Australia, Eastern Asia, and the west coast of North America. On the east coast, we're not going to see it. Everywhere west of the Rockies should be able to see totality just before sunrise. On the west coast in Pacific time zone, the eclipse, although it lasts a couple of hours, will peak at about 4:19 a.m.
Oh, I'll get to see it then. That's great. Where will people be able to see a partial eclipse?
That's from a wider area, say from, you know, the Midwest to the west of that. Right at dawn, the moon will be setting, the sun will be rising, and if you get up in time to see the setting moon before sunrise, you'll see a big bite out of it, which is the last bit of the partial phase of this eclipse.
Okay, let's get into what some people will see and why they will see it. And let's first talk about the name. How did this name come about, especially the flower and the blood part of it?
Okay, so there are Native American folklore names associated with each full moon of the year. And the flower moon, which comes in May, is sort of self-evident because flowers are in bloom all over the place. This is also a full moon that will be particularly close to the Earth, the closest one all year. And so that's sometimes called a supermoon. And then the last part of this name, the blood moon, comes from the fact that during the total eclipse, although you would think that the moon would be completely black, there's actually a little bit of light leaking around the Earth through its atmosphere, and that light gets colored red, shines weakly on the surface of the moon, and we see that as a dim red or coppery color.
This overall is eclipse season. There's also a solar eclipse on June 10th. Is it common for a solar eclipse to follow a lunar eclipse?
It is, actually. They can come in pairs 2 weeks apart. So lunar eclipses occur at full moon. 2 weeks later, the moon has swung halfway around its orbit and it's new moon, and that's when solar eclipses occur. So on June 10th, the moon will pass between the Earth and the sun, and sometimes that creates a total solar eclipse, like we saw back in 2017 here in the United States. But because the moon will be a little bit farther than average at that point, it will cross directly in front of the sun and not quite cover it all. It will leave literally a ring of sunlight in the sky. Now, that won't be visible from everywhere. The track is actually quite remote. Canada, Greenland, Siberia. On the east coast of the U.S., especially the northeast, people should get up at sunrise to watch this partial solar eclipse emerging above the horizon. Anyone on the west coast, I'm afraid, is going to miss out.
Oh, well, good. We'll get to see the total lunar eclipse tomorrow, and the east coast will have something to look forward to on June 10th. What else should people keep an eye out for in the night sky this week?
Well, this week in particular, because the full moon is in the sky, it's going to be fairly bright, and so a lot of the stars will be not as evident as they otherwise would. But if you wait right after sunset and look low in the west, you'll see a brilliant star very close to the horizon. That's actually the planet Venus, and it's emerging into the evening sky for the first time in many months, and it will be with us all summer long.
Oh, a lot to look forward to. Kelly Beatty is senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, Tonya.